On this episode, I talk about the future of SVA card collectors and also getting back to fundamentals. What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. I have been really dropping the ball on getting these podcasts out, so I am making a commitment to you. So I have been, back in the day, before the pandemic, I was pretty much doing it daily. At this point, it's going to be pretty difficult, and I would like to give you more value, as a lot of people say. I want to bring value. Ugh, I hate when people say that. Ugh, I want to punch them in their face. I just want to give you more information. I want to give you better information, stuff that I find. I could do some research and things like that. So the show will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I will post them in the morning. I will make that commitment to you. Guys, like, share, subscribe. I will also be trying to do once a week a visual. I see the trend where people are just flying past me. And it seems to be, it's most of the people doing YouTube. And you see the face. I think that they're probably doing a more professional job than good old Dave. And so I'm going to give that a whirl. I'm going to do that just once a week, though. I think that's good enough, because I want to make it a little bit nicer. You know, they have like, you know, if they say a card or a box, they'll put the picture on the video. So I'll be cool like that. Since I am a one-man show, it'll take me a little while to, you know, edit the video, learn how to do that as well. So I want to give the best advice, and I want to produce better content, so it's valuable for you, so I can bring value, and also so I can make bank, because it seems like everyone's making bank but me, and that's not cool. I don't like that. That makes me upset. I cry a little, just a little. All right, so we're done with that. Guys, like, comment, subscribe, do all that nonsense, because I'm going to be bringing the heat. I don't know about heat. Maybe I'll bring something. I don't know. Last week, I saw they finally, people have been opening up Pro Debut, Topps Finest, Big League, Panini Prism, the whole nine yards. Topps Finest, I would suggest you guys wait for a little bit and buy rookie card lots, also refractor lots if you can, of rookie cards, because you get those graded, they are doing pretty well. Typically the rookie card is, for example, like Acuna's rookie card is actually 2019, not 2018. His card was a mystery redemption auto, but his base auto rookie card, and I don't believe it says RC on it, is 2019, because 2018 it was too early. And so his PSA 10 cards were going for $30. I saw his refractors were going for more. That's very similar to a lot of other brands, like not Heritage, but that's more of the ilk of, you know, when Topps comes out with a rookie card and, you know, the guy does well, and they start off $25, $30, $35, that's where Topps Finest is. Now, all prizes have risen. You know, Heritage is more money. Topps Update is more money for everyone. And Topps Finest didn't go as high as they did, but that's still a good return on your investment. Now, I do know that prices have gone up to grade them. I think it's $12 now, so you may pay $13 for a group. But still, if you're, you know, buying them at $2, or, you know, however much you can get it for, $2, $3, you're paying $15 and you're selling it for $30 or $35, depending on the guy. Not bad. Again, I would suggest you go for refractors. I'm always a proponent of refractors. Not a side note, but we need to, or I need to as well, but I need to focus more on fundamentals. I think we've gotten away from ourselves. Well, I have, but I think a lot of people too have been doing this, going with the flashy stuff, I tend to tell people go the opposite way, which I didn't with Project 2020. But for the most part, I've stuck to that. And that's why I'm doing well in other areas of, you know, cards that I bought and I'm selling. And so looking for those to 25 to 50 cards that are not autos, but are good prices, get those, get them graded, and then just, you know, sit, wait. Right now might be a good time for baseball to buy these cards, because I don't know what's going on with baseball. I don't know if we're going to have a season. There being a bunch of punks, and also with COVID, it's going to be pretty difficult. I see all major sports having a problem, even basketball. If one person gets it, it seems like it's just going to run amok and everyone's going to get it. It's just that highly contagious. And so it's just going to be difficult. It's just going to be a difficult time. That's all. And so the rise and fall, like right now, basketball is going to be hot, but you get a team that gets slammed with COVID and maybe four or five guys are out, and, you know, maybe the season doesn't really get started right away. Within the next month, these card prices are going to drop. So that's why it's going to be important to not follow the hype. Use, you know, price history, and go after the cards that are a little bit more rare, that people aren't collecting as much because they're going for the flashy stuff. Just keep that in mind. That's all I'm saying. So now this week we have a bunch that are coming out. This is a big week. On the 24th, we have Panini Chronicles draft picks. You can also get these, on the Panini website, in 2 days, which is Wednesday. You will be able to also buy, as of right now, maybe it changes, maybe not, 2020 Topps Clearly Authentic Baseball. I really do like these cards. You just get one autograph per box. Right now, they were trending around $80. They do look nice. My suggestion, you may be able to buy some rookie cards of last year and the year before for less. I saw one Vlad Guerrero Jr. go for $66. You can buy 2019 and 2018 for less than what this year's boxes are going for. So if you're going to take a gamble, I would rather gamble with 2019 and 2018. Tell you that much. But they're still nice cards. If you go with 2020 and you hit, you know, the Jordan, Bobichet, Gavin, you know, the regular run of the mill rookie cards of this year, you'll be doing okay. But this is strictly a gambling product. If you don't want to gamble and you want to try to make some money and try to flip, I would suggest go to last year and try to pick up some cards of some rookies then, and even 2018. I don't know if you'll have Acuna in 2018. I think you have Otani, maybe you have Hoskins. Rice Hoskins is a guy. I see the card that I have a gold to 50, Topps Chrome. I'm getting a lot more people, you know, lowballing me, which is, I guess, good, because people are starting to think that he may do well this year. But just keep that in the back of your mind about Clearly Authentic. You also have a Panini Spectra first off the line in a couple of days. That you can only get on Panini's website or their app. They have a Dutch auction, I believe it's $12.50. Guys, again, I think we're chasing all these releases. You're going to be spending tons of money if you keep on going after these same releases. What I say is, if you like something, just go after that. Don't keep on chasing each one in basketball. You're going to go broke. I know, buy some cards and go broke, but you literally will go broke. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Panini Spectra looks nice, but I can't see at the end of the day, you know, that's the card that people are going to want, and that's the card that people are going to make bank off of. I just don't. There may be some inserts that people may go after if they're hard to get. Spectra, off the top of my head, I don't know of any. you know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'm looking at some of the stuff they have. The RPA parallels have Celestial, Interstellar, Meta, Gold, Marble, Nebula, Logo Man, One of One. So I'm assuming that one of these bad boys may become collectible. So if you're going to look for something, look in that route. Start going into and doing research on the inserts and what has been selling well in previous years and try to, you know, go after those and go after rookie cards of guys that are going to be in the playoffs this year if you're looking for a quick flip. If not, then just look for rookies that, you know, may be doing better next year. And so their prices won't be as high, but that's what you should be looking at. That's what we should be focusing on right now. If you have comments, if you have cards or inserts that you think you see, like in Panini Spectra and these other ones, please comment in, you know, on YouTube, comment on the Flick Chat group. Let me know. Let's start getting some conversations here about this, because I think there's a lot of opportunity that we're missing because we're so, you know, amped on Zion, RPA, National Treasures. Who cares, to be honest with you? Yeah, it might go for a ton of money, but how does that help us right now? It doesn't. It doesn't help us at all. It helps, you know, the rich man. We want for the people. So, whatever. That's where my head is, and that's where I'm going to be focusing more. Top Series 2. Still, no checklist as of, you know, Sunday night. I'm doing this tonight and posting it in the morning. Yeah, no checklist still. You have hobby prices are starting to rise up again. They're at 120, which I think is a little ridiculous, a little high. But you have that going. I can't give you much information on it because I don't have a checklist. So what do you want from me? What do you want? You have also Lee Valiant baseball cards. These cards... I remember seeing them last year, and they're not bad looking. Every 5-card box features one graded autograph, no worse than a BGS 9.5. So, that's nice. You have one graded auto and 4 other autos. $100, that's not a terrible, you know, 5 autographs. That's not bad. 5 autographs for $100. $20 per auto, if you get a decent one. So that is not a terrible, if you're going to gamble on something, that's not a terrible thing to gamble on, especially on that graded one, because if you hit somebody pretty good, maybe you get $40 on it. Don't know. But I haven't looked at it too much because, again, I'm not that crazy about it, about Leaf. But if you like autographs and, you know, you like the hits, that's definitely a set that you, you know, want to be getting into. So check that out if you like that stuff, non-logo. But I think really everything's going to be about Top Series 2 this week. Once that checklist hit, everybody and their mother is going to be doing a video on it and all the whole 9 yards. Okay, so that's all the time I have. SVACardCollectors.com. You guys want to write? Want to write some articles, please send it to me. I'll post it. Want to get more information, more stuff out there. Also, download the Flick Chat app. We need to get some more conversations. We need to find some cards that are undervalued, that are not being pumped up by other people. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards or go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at Mike@StarStock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to StarStock.com.